Sharon Rose from Libertine Consultants joins us again here on eRadio for our monthly talk about debt counselling and all things that you should know. She is, of course, the director and debt counsellor at Libertine Consultants. Sharon, welcome back. Nice to chat to you again.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you for having me back. It's so nice. I'm so excited about today's topic.
Yeah, it looks quite interesting. Prescribed debt. What on earth is that, Sharon?
So prescribed debt or prescription of debt is essentially all debt that has expired. So this means that the debtor is no longer obligated to pay off that debt, provided that they have not acknowledged the debt within a specified period.
Wow, okay. And is it legal for a creditor to pursue payment on prescribed debt?
No, it isn't actually. So quite recently, the National Credit Act has put laws in place against the purchasing as well as the collection on prescribed debt. So that means if the credit provider has not proceeded with any collection process within that specified period, they cannot sell the debt to maybe a collection company, and they also cannot collect on that debt. So that was about in 2015. But there is existing legislation in place from way back in 1969 that specifies that debt that's not collected within a specific time frame, the debtor is no longer a obligated to pay off that debt.
Okay. And what can I do if a creditor attempts to collect on a prescribed debt?
Okay. So I think the first thing obviously would be to identify if the debt that they are trying to collect on is in fact eligible to be written off via prescription. So one would need to ask yourself, have you had any communication with the credit provider within a certain period? So if it has been quite a while that you have not received any communication, any phone calls, letters, emails, or any type of demand or payment from you, then you should then, when they do make contact, you should then raise prescription on that account. So you should basically say, listen, thank you obviously for contacting me, but I would like you to investigate if my account is in fact eligible for prescription. The credit provider is then obligated to look into that, and if in fact the account is written off via prescription, they will then provide you with a letter to confirm that. And the letter is very important. So it's not just a matter of having the conversation over the phone, but as a consumer, you need to have written confirmation that the debt has in fact been written off via prescription. Because if you don't do that, in some cases, consumers have experienced an issue where they have had credit providers try to recover debt on recover payment on debt that has already been written off via prescription, because the main reason for prescription is to avoid consumers having lots of interest and costs accumulate on the accounts, because it's limiting the credit provider to collect on that account within that specified period, so that they're also not, you know, being prejudicial towards the consumer.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. And my next question to you would be, how long does debt have to be dormant before it is considered prescribed?
Okay, so that will depend on the type of account that we are looking at. So there's an act called the Prescription Act 68 of 1969, where this stipulates the different, depending on the type of account, there's a different time frame to that. So for your personal loans, your payday loans, your telecom accounts, your credit cards, your retail accounts, and your vehicle loans, that is basically most of your credit agreements, the credit provider has a period of 3 years where they can demand payment from you and also start the legal process. So sending you a letter of demand and issuing a summons. If they do not follow the normal collection process in that 3 year period, then essentially that debt can be written off. So there should not be any payment or any communication during that period of 3 years. Whereas when you're looking at mortgage loans, your home loans, TV licenses, also any form of judgment that's brought against you, any court judgment. So that can be maybe you had debt with a doctor and they proceeded with a judgment against you, or you owe money to SARS. That prescription period is 30 years. So that debt will only be able to be written off after a period of 30 years.
Wow.
So if you're looking, yeah, so if you just break it up where most of your credit agreements are generally 3 years, excluding your home loan, and then your judgments, TV licenses, and SARS would be 30 years.
Sure, that's a long time. That's a long wait.
Yeah,
that's a lot of dodging of phone calls for 3 decades. I don't know if that's possible. But let's talk about your rights. What are my rights regarding prescribed debt?
Yes. So I think I've mentioned a bit of this before, but if the debt, like I mentioned previously, if the debt has been dormant, so there's been no communication from the credit provider side, if, say, for example, it's a credit card for a period of more than 3 years, and you haven't had made any payment, or they have not asked you to make any payment at all on the account, then you can then proceed and ask, like I said, for your prescription letter. Also, in most cases, people will actually bring this up when they start receiving phone calls from a collection company, and then they would bring up prescription. But essentially, if the debt has been dormant, depending on which debt, like I've mentioned before, after that specified period, then you can then raise prescription on the account and ask them to provide you with a prescribed letter so that the debt can then be written off.
All right, and a final question for you today, Sharon. Are there any circumstances where prescribed debt can be revived?
Yes. So remember the 3-year period that you have with most of the accounts. I'm not going to be talking about the home loan, TV licenses, and the judgments, because as we mentioned, 30 years is quite a long time. So most common instances is where you're looking at your normal credit agreement. So if in that 3-year period you have acknowledged or made payment onto the debt, what happens is the prescription clock starts again. So if you look at it, say you start making payment on the 1st of January 2020, the 3-year period would then run from 3 years from that last payment. But let's say in that 3-year period you made a payment on the account, then the date of calculating the prescription date will restart again. So it will start from the last day that you made payment. So with your credit agreements, if you make any payments or any acknowledgement on the debt within that 3-year period, then the debt won't be eligible at that point in time to actually raise prescription. Also, if the credit provider has instituted legal action against you, so that means if they have issued a summons against you for them to obviously get a default judgment against you, that also stops prescription. So that interrupts prescription, meaning that the debt cannot be written off. So this is what I said before, is that prescription is not only to the benefit of the consumer, but also to the credit provider, because it's giving them a certain period of time in order for them to proceed with that legal action against the consumer. So they have a 3-year period in order for them to issue a summons against the client for any outstanding debt. And also, lastly, if you are outside the country, if you have debt and you leave the country, right, and you are, say, overseas for a period of 10 years, the prescription clock stops. So let's say before you left the country, you had not made payment on your account for a year. You leave the country for 10 years, you come back, that clock starts again. So you need to wait an additional 2 years before the debt can actually be written off. So those are the instances where prescription won't necessarily apply. But also, I think I mentioned previously, is if the credit provider proceeds with legal action against you and they are successful in getting a default judgment, that means that debt, in theory, can only be written off after a period of 30 years. So if you have a loan, you never pay your loan 3 years, and in that 3 years time, in that 3 year period, they issue a summons against you. Summons is issued, they get a default judgment. That judgment can essentially remain on your credit profile for a period of 30 years for the outstanding debt.
Wow, this was interesting. I was also wondering, Sharon, a question I often get, and I don't know what to say to people, is, you know, they say to me they've got a payment arrangement with this company. Let's say it's a bank, whatever, and they're repaying the loan. But the bank is not happy with the monthly installment. They want more. So if that's the only amount you can give every month, should they accept it? Or can they still sue you because they're not happy because of what you're giving them each month?
To be honest with you, I'm going to answer your question in a two parts. If it's an ordinary account, let's say if it's a credit card or a personal loan, right? The credit provider has a legal right to request more money from you, especially if there is a contract in place. Remember, when that person took out the credit card or the loan, they agreed on a certain amount that they can repay. If they're not able to pay that amount every single month, they always have the option of applying for debt review. That's why credit providers, yes, they can make an arrangement directly with the consumer, but they also know that from a legal perspective, the consumer can make a formal agreement with the credit provider via the process of debt review. So in that instance, they are in their right or their legal right to still request more money if you are not meeting the contractual arrangement that you had in place with the credit provider, especially if it's a credit card or a personal loan, because they do know you have the option of applying for debt review, which can reduce your installment and give you an amount that you can actually afford and also protect you against the credit provider. So in many cases, they might try and proceed and issue a summons against you and potentially get a default judgment against you in that instance. Then when you're looking at your home loans and your vehicles, what they will do in that instance, they will obviously start the process of repossession and auctioning off the house so that they can get back the debt that is owed to them. So realistically, when somebody cannot afford to pay the amount that they are supposed to pay to a credit provider, they need to review their options, because even if you make an arrangement with the credit provider, they are still within their legal right to proceed with legal action if you are not meeting the contractual arrangement. The only way to legally reduce your monthly installment to your credit providers would be to apply for debt review.
That was a good answer. And then obviously you can help with debt review and debt counseling. You can assist. We can apply with you.
Yes. So consumers can apply with us. We have our system where you can do a free affordability assessment. So essentially what we do there is we will have a look at what your income and expenses are, and we draw up a mock proposal to see if you had to apply for debt review, what would that actually look like? So we would have a look at what your income, what your expenses are, and then also your accounts on your credit report. And then what I usually do is I will send three proposals or three options to the client and say, look, based on what you've given to me, this is what I've come up with. And then we have a conversation and we'll speak about, you know, what is your current situation? You know, maybe it's a single income household or both spouses are working or you're not married, but you have family obligations. So there we will customize the proposal even further. So when we have the initial conversation, it's not just about signing up for debt review, but I think it's more important to figure out if debt review is actually going to work for your current situation.
Okay, and how do we get in touch with you, Sharon?
Yes, so we have a WhatsApp line, which is 073-011-8208. So you can message us any time of the day on that number. We also have our website, libertineconsultants.co.za, and we also have a secondary website with more information, mycreditrepair.co.za, and we're also on Facebook, Instagram. We are always sharing recent information, any updates on the industry as well, and also tips and tricks to help people with their financial situation.
Awesome. You're doing a great job, Sharon. Thank you so much. This was very insightful, and looking forward to another chat with you next month.
Okay. Thank you, Ian. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, Sharon.
Are you struggling to manage your debt? It can be a real headache, but we are here to help. Need help exploring your options? Libertine Consultants offer a free assessment on our website where we can create a personalized plan to help you manage your debt. Contact us on 021-949-2211 or WhatsApp 073-018-208. Libertine Consultants. Let us help you achieve financial freedom.